If you're finding money scarce, you might check out a really, really free market. No money changes hands, there's not even any barter. NPR's Margot Adler visited one at a church in New York City.
The really, really free market held at Judson Church this past Sunday looks part flea market or garage sale without the money, part party. Here's the idea. You bring stuff to give away, you take stuff. There are tables filled with clothing, books, toys, odds and ends. I recognize a high school kid who lives in my building 4 miles away. His name is Sam Smith.
I brought some Stephen King books. I brought a lot of clothes from my mom, from me, and from my brother.
On one table, I see some envelopes of a very unusual size. I slip 5 of them into my bag. Sam Imperatrici has been helping to organize the market. She says it's like Christmas or like walking into a candy store where everything is free.
It's gonna put clothes on your back, food in your belly. People have found housemates. The goods and the services are, you know, the anchor. But in a lot of ways, it's that connectivity between people that can happen when you take the exchange of money out of the picture.
Besides clothes and books, there are people cutting hair, giving dental advice, writing poems for people. A young man named Mackenzie Mott is having his face painted to look like a lion.
Are you enjoying getting your face?
I am. It's awesome.
He has no idea what he looks like.
Do you care?
I'm enjoying the experience, though.
Now we need the roar.
The really, really free market started around 2004, an anarchist response that was part of the anti-globalization movement. There are free markets from Georgia to California. Thaddeus Davidson, also known as Thaddeus Umster, stands by the welcome table. He says the market started as a kind of opposite of a protest.
It's not like we're against this. It's like, this is the other side of that coin. This is what we're for.
And what exactly are they for? Well, he says different people imagine a free anarchist economy in different ways.
This is basically an example of the gift economy, where everything is freely given and there's no bartering, there's no haggling, there's no money.
Of course, most of these items were bought and sold at one point. So far, all of this seems pretty easy until I get to the food table.
Oh, look at this. Gorgeous zucchinis being poured onto the salad.
There are drinks and homemade breads and bananas and bowls of nuts and dried fruits. Cindy Rosin tells me the bananas and bread were donated from Trader Joe's.
And then a lot of the other food was pretty much rescued. All the salad stuff, all of the crackers, all that's rescued from retail garbage.
We waste so much food, she says. It looked great. The salad looked fresh and clean. But I confess I stuck to the nuts. Maybe next time. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.